Hello everyone, I'm Manolis from Liber Space Foundation, and today I will present you the SIDLOC, which is a new telecommunication standard that we started to propose in order to get to identify and localize satellites that are orbiting the Earth. So before I start, are you aware of the TLEs, two line elements? How many of you? Okay, a lot of people. So TLEs is two lines, two text lines that describe the orbit of an orbiting object. Okay, so what is the problem and the motivation behind the SIDLOC? Those orbital data are coming from limited resources, from limited sources. Excuse me. They are public, but not libre. So these sources are mostly military. So we have one source that is the US military and the France military. And they announce them publicly, but of course we have all the restrictions that the military has. Another very interesting limitation is that they provide public data only for space objects that are larger than 10 centimeters. And someone may say, okay, 10 centimeters are enough for satellite. But I know some very annoying people behind there, but they build satellites that are smaller than 10 centimeters. Actually, this is a cubic platform that we've flown a year ago into space and with a Firefly mission. It was a very, very good use case because the second stage of the Firefly rocket failed to deliver the satellites on the correct orbit. So it was 100 kilometers less, if I recall correctly. So the orbit was not the one that we have prepared for our mission, and it was changing very rapidly. Because due to the drag, okay, the traditional ways of getting the orbital data rely on radars. This is the space surveillance network of U.S. military that has few radars across the world. They are quite huge, okay, and in order to get a new orbital formation for your satellite, the satellite must pass through the aperture of such a radar. Okay, and again, if it is small, it is not a guarantee that you will get your orbital data for your satellite. So, the idea of SIDLOC is to put a tiny beacon on a space object. For example, a rocket body, a satellite, or anything that you want to fly. And by transmitting specific signals, you utilize existing ground station networks, like the SatNOGs or whatever you want, do the processing, extract the frequency offset and due to the Doppler, and then by making curve fitting techniques, you can estimate very accurately the orbit. And this is something that we have already done with on SatNOGs using the STRF. I don't know if some one of you are available with the STRF. Okay. It has proven that it can produce a quite accurate orbit. So The goal of SIDLOC is to have a very low power transmitter on board a satellite or a space object, to have low cost, let's say, reasonable cost for a space mission, and also to be zero maintenance. So you attach this beacon on your satellite and you don't have to do anything else. Of course, all of the satellite operators want to, in order to integrate such a solution, wants to be as easy to integrate as possible. So that's why we miniaturize a lot the beacon, and it's in this form is, it, for example, is 3 times larger than required. I will talk about later why. As I said before, it can take advantage and of existing neural sensor network. The RF characteristics of the seedlock is we envision to use the UHF band and 401 to 402 especially. This is quite a dangerous band, let's say, because the meteorological satellites use it. So there was an independent research from ESA if we can use it, and by taking into consideration the power spectral density that we produce on the such frequency, it seems that we can coexist with meteorological satellites. The bandwidth that the seedlock uses is at around 1 MHz, and it transmits a BPSK signal that is generated by direct sequence spectrum system. We use the Gold Coast. I don't know if some of you are familiar with them. They have excellent cross-correlation properties, and especially and more precisely, we repeat 10 times its gold sequence. It has to do with the decoding procedure. That's why the repetitions. And the effective rate is only 50 bits per second. It's a frame of seedlock has a duration of about 12 to 14 seconds. So quite low in data rate, but quite resilient in low SNR scenarios. The TX power is very low. It's only 25 dBm. So here I describe a bit...